Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 9. Revelation, chapter 9. We're continuing on the different names or titles of the devil. As I've said before, the Bible says that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Just as I hold many different titles or positions, the devil is the same way, and God describes those to us in detail in Scripture. And I'm not going to recover a lot of territory, but tonight we're going to look at two that basically are one in the same. And I'll show you what I mean here in just a minute. Revelation chapter number 9. Let's start reading in verse number 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. That meant downtown D.C. I'm sorry. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locust upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. Watch this. But only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. It doesn't talk about the seal of the devil. It talks about the seal of God. In other words, there are going to be people on the earth during the tribulation that are saved. So these are the people that are saved that are not going to be bitten by these scorpions, these grasshoppers, these locusts. Look at verse number 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it. And they shall desire to die, and death shall flee them. In other words, it's going to hurt so bad they wish they could die, and they try to kill themselves, but they're not allowed to die. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses, prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Probably Nancy Pelosi. I'm sorry. And they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. It's kind of like the roaches they have down in South Carolina and Georgia and Florida, those palmetto bugs. That's what that reminds me of, amen? Verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Now watch this. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now look at me. Both of those names are in reference to the devil. You see, this angel that is able to go from heaven to earth, that is evil and nasty, there's only one angel that can do that, which is Lucifer, the devil. All of the angels that fell with him do not have the ability to stand before God in heaven. He's the only one that has the power to do so. So these names, Abaddon and Apollyon, or Abaddon, however you would like to say it, are the two names. Now, Apollyon is a Greek name, which means destroying angel. If you want to know what it means destroying angel. The Hebrew word Abaddon means destruction, doom, or the realm of dead. In other words, those that are involved in the goth movement. those that are looking for evil spirits, wizardry, witchcraft, those that deal in death, death rock and rock and roll, those that deal in Dr. Kevorkian assisted suicide. This destroying angel. Now, Abaddon and Apollyon are names or titles God gives to the devil. These are two names that probably most people don't associate with the devil. Those names come up more in our culture than you can even imagine. These are probably, and these have been around for a long time in our culture. I'm going to show you some things. Hopefully it will open your eyes to some things tonight. Well, let's jump into this. Number one, the devil is out to destroy. His name, Apollyon or Abaddon, means destruction. Take your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. It's just back about 15, 20 pages. I didn't count them. It's an estimate. So if it's 14 or 21, don't tell me. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the who? As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may. Huh. Sounds like he's trying to destroy something. But I want you to notice something. He's walking about seeking who he can devour. He's not just happening upon somebody. He's looking for someone to destroy. When you are out to hurt or destroy someone, you're doing the work of Satan. When you make statements like, I'll get back at them, you're doing the work of the devil. When you are purposely trying to destroy someone, you're doing the work of the devil. We now have people that do evil and they call it good. They're called the, I was thinking, we have Republicans that are just as bad too. I would call it the news media. I would call it a lot of what takes place in social media. I would call it all of your protesters. When you get involved in all of the evil, when you start burning cars and start hurting people purposely, just because you don't agree with something, that's turned evil and you're like the devil. Now we're going to get into where hopefully some of you will pay attention. The devil has used books, movies, and video games to propagate the name Abaddon and Apollyon like few other mediums have. I did not exhaust this because it's disgusting. I did not exhaust this because we don't have time to go into everything. I'll give you a quick synopsis view, cliff notes, for those of you that understand what those are, of what I mean. I'm going to go ahead and say it. First thing on my list is Harry Potter. Yeah. Harry Potter has a character called Apollyon Pringle. Devil. Destroyer. Apollyon. There's one of the books, or part of it is called Harry Potter and the Apollyon Society. In one of them, Apollyon and Abaddon are two flawless and perfect characters. That's just in Harry Potter. And that's just the tip of it. I could go into great detail. I'm not going to. You say, why? Don't need to. Video games and Xbox. Would you like to hear some of the things that are involved in that? The word or the character Abaddon or Apollyon show up in, I only listed about 15 of them here. Either played on Xbox or on gaming stations of some sort. Defense of the Ancients. Diablo II, Lord of Destruction. Diablo, Devil. Dungeon Runners. World of Warcraft. Doom. Battletech. Final Fantasy. Guild Wars. Warrior Kings. Darkseid. Abaddon Retribution, which is on Xbox. Grim Reaper. For Honor. Fallout New Vegas. Ingress. And Super Motherload. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That is a quick search. I didn't want to go any deeper or any farther because honestly, I feel lousy doing that kind of research. You feel nasty. Let's talk about books and movies that include the name or a character named Apollyon or Abaddon. The Heretics. The Angel of the Abyss. The Evil, and I think it's called Wiki, W-I-K-I. I think that's how they pronounce it. Nine demonic gatekeepers. The book, Abaddon's Gate. The Gate of Hell is what it means. Blameless in Abaddon. Ibis the Invincible. Abaddon was the name for the planet Coruscant in the Star Wars Return of the Jedi. And you wonder why I don't like Star Wars. Star Trek Voyager episode Alice in the Outer Limits talks about Apollyon. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, uses the names. The Secret Circle, also. Enlightened, Supernatural, and The Haunted Hotel. Either movies or books, all of which, by the way, there are people in here, I'm watching you nod your head as I say some of these things. You've either read or heard about these. It is more prevalent in our society than you know. And we have to understand the devil is trying to destroy with those things. It is not a passive thing. May I refer back to the verse in 1 Peter 5? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I wonder how many young people and how many adults have been drawn into Harry Potter, into witchcraft and demonism and following the devil just because of a quote-unquote children's book. I've been preaching against it since it came out. We don't realize how much demonism and witchcraft is used in gaming, Hollywood, and books. So, the devil is out to destroy. By the way, parents, what are you going to allow your children to be a part of? What do you allow into your home? We've talked about dragons. We've talked about serpents. We've talked about all the different ways the devil has slithered his way into our society. And yet it's just a game, preacher. No, it's not. This is nothing to play with. I know I've used this once in the study. I'm going to say it right here. My wife knows who I'm talking about. I'll not use a name, but we had a friend in a distant state who had an adult daughter that was drawn into witchcraft and stuff. And a saved young person, but obviously not right with God,
and was running very hard. And I told them,
look, they said, well, we think she's willing to change. I talked with her. She said, I am. I said, then what I want you to do is go into the house, gather everything that is involved with it, take it outside, put it on the burn pile.
And I told the father to light it on fire.
About 30 minutes later, he called me back and he said, I have a problem. I've used about a gallon of kerosene. I've put a propane torch on it and it won't light. I said, hold the heat to it. Keep me on the phone. I prayed and asked God over the phone for God to allow that stuff to light. It did. It was the creepiest thing. After it started, you could hear voices screaming. And I said, Doc, this is what your daughter's been playing with. I'm not telling you something somebody told me from 100 years ago. I've experienced it. There's other things I've experienced I will not say in public because it doesn't need to be said. But it's nasty stuff. So the devil's out to destroy. He's very subtle. It just starts with, well, it's just a game. It's just a book. It's just a song. It's just a character. It's not real, preacher. I know that it's fake. My children will know it's fake. The devil's not fake. He's real. Number two. God allows the devil to inflict one of the end time plagues on the earth. This king of the locusts is called Apollyon or Abaddon. He's the one that opens the fifth seal, or sixth, I guess it's the fifth seal, during the tribulation here on earth. And these locusts come out of the bottomless pit.
And they cover the earth. And they're a giant locust, and it describes what they look like, and it's biting people and torturing them to where the torture lasts 5 months. Now, I don't know about you. I've been bitten by bees and stung by bees and wasps and hornets and all kinds of things. I woke up with tarantulas on my chest when I was in Mexico and all kinds of things. I've seen scorpions. That's why you shake your boots out before you put your feet in them when you're in the desert. You say, why? Because you don't want to put your feet in on a scorpion. You say, why? You get bit, you'll find out. Now, I say that to say this, but I want you to notice what God said. Only those who were lost will be affected by that. Now, that doesn't mean we're here for this. We're out of here before the rapture ever takes place. But there are people that will be getting saved during the tribulation. And those that have the seal of God in their forehead, we say, what does that mean? They've been saved. They have a knowledge of knowing Christ. That's what it's talking about. It's not an actual tattoo, all right? It's not peel and stick, all right? And by the way, be careful of this Left Behind series stuff. It's not doctrinally right. I'm just going to give you the what's up. So, well, it's interesting, preacher. The devil can lure you in with wrong doctrine, trust me. But we have to understand the devil is the one that brings this end time plague. Look at chapter 9 again, verse number 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven. That's Lucifer. From heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Look at verse number 9. I'm sorry, verse number 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Look at me. Do you know where God is going to put the devil at the end time?
for 1,000 years in a place called the bottomless pit. Huh. Guess what? That's talking about the devil. Say why? Because Jesus is going to come back and take that key out of his hand and cast him into the bottomless pit and lock it for 1,000 years. And during the millennium, we're here on earth running the earth with God and Jesus. Watch this. While the devil's falling through the bottomless pit with all those creatures that go back in it with him. The pain is so bad, people will seek suicide and cannot successfully do so. Look at it again with me down in verse number 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. In other words, they're going to try every which way they can to die, and they're not going to be successful. Imagine somebody trying to shoot themselves to kill themselves, and as all they did was wound themselves that much more, but did not die. That's what will take place during this 5 month period here on earth during the tribulation. By the way, we're up at the marriage feast of the Lamb partying and having a good time. You don't have to worry about it. Let me say this. Sickness is never a reason to play God. My wife and I had this discussion just last week. It's hard watching people die. It's hard watching people suffer and struggle for days and weeks. Sometimes unconscious, sometimes just as is. But it's still not a right for us to purposely kill them. Everybody look at me for just a second. God made this body to live forever. It was created to live forever. Sin brings death. And the struggle of death is because of sin, not God. You see, God never intended for this body to die. That's why it can go so far down. It can struggle so long. It can go through so much. You say, why? Because God made it to live forever, and death is foreign to our body. It's not something that God created it to do. And that struggle of death is simply the struggle of sin conquering what God never intended to die. Sometimes it's cruel. Sometimes it's harsh. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it's peaceful. Sometimes it's violent. Sometimes it's like it's never going to end and it just gets harder and harder. You say, what is that, preacher? That's the struggle of sin over life. That's what the hard part of death is all about. Now, listen to me very carefully. We're not to play God and decide when somebody dies, though. Amen. We're not supposed to take our own life. It's not easy watching people struggle for breath for days at a time. But it's still not a right to purposely cause them to stop breathing. Say why? Because God made that body to live forever. God made it to live forever. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Dr. Kevorkian, in his assisted suicide years ago, is the one that brought this on. And it's of the devil. Obamacare, in its original form, had what was called euthanasia for the elderly and the mentally ill. It was originally going to be funded by the American people. If you got too old to be productive, or you were mentally impaired to where you couldn't do something, that they were going to take you and terminate your life. Because you're a tax on society. By the way, they're the ones that call us Marxists, but that's exactly what Hitler did. It wasn't just the Jewish people he killed. He killed the gypsies. He killed people that were physically and mentally impaired of the German race. If they weren't productive to society, they were murdered. People, he wanted to build a super race of people, which means he had to get rid of the weak ones. And if you go back and look at Obamacare in its original terminology, it was set up to anybody who was too aged and they became a tax on society that they were to be terminated. It's a dangerous thing when the government has to decide how old you can be. Let's keep Sleepy Joe alive and they want to kill Trump. At least Trump knows which way's up and down and which way to walk. He knows what his own name is. You see, euthanasia is not humane. Did you hear what I just said? It's man playing God. And I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from the fact that evolution teaches that man's no different than an animal, and we call it humane to put an animal down that suffers. And by the way, I'm for that, but I'm not for putting a human down. You say, why? Because we're not animals. We're men and ladies. Men sometimes act like animals, but we have to understand something here. We're playing into the cards of evolution with assisted suicide. Number three, I got to hurry. The devil always destroys and hurts. He never comforts and builds. Everybody look at me for a second. Show me one person who's ever found comfort in evil. Show me one person whose life has been built to success by evil. So, well, there's a lot of rich, evil people. They weren't evil to get there. Their power went to their head after they arrived. Now, listen to me very carefully here. You don't seek evil for comfort. You get sick, you're not going to call on the devil to heal you. Hello? Alcohol doesn't heal. It covers up, but it doesn't heal. It destroys. Well, it's Southern comfort. No, it's Southern slow death. It's addictive. And it destroys your finances, it destroys your relationships, and it destroys your body. Biological studies, one drink of any kind of alcohol immediately begins working on the brain and causes the brain to stop working like it should. The heart, the liver, everything else. And yet, we've legalized it so our government can make money off of people. Immorality doesn't comfort anybody. It destroys. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. When you counsel as many people as I do over as many years as I have, shopping does not comfort.
When you have financial problems, the worst thing to do is go shopping. Well, it's called retail therapy, preacher. It's called being foolish. I know a man who lost his job, and to celebrate the losing of his job, and he didn't have another one to go to, he went out and bought a brand new car. Didn't have a job to make payments. I don't know what that is, but bothering me floating in front of my face there. What's that? No, I'm not. My eyes work. All right. Now, wait a second. You can't buy your way out of financial problems. Amen. Matter of fact, the opposite is true. Start selling what you have and quit buying. So spending will not make you feel better. It may temporarily, but when the bill comes, you feel worse. The credit card mentality has destroyed America. Amen. It really has. I have a gun that I'm about to put in my office. It's a showpiece. It's operative, but it's old. My grandfather made it. It's about 75 years old. It's a Civil War Kentucky shotgun replica. It's about 5 feet long. It's 57 inches long. It's a black powder shotgun. When my grandfather made it, he and my uncle both made guns, but he would use a gun like that during the Depression. They didn't have money for bullets. They could only buy powder, so he'd fill it with marbles and whatever to shoot game with. You say, why? Put food on the table. But he did all the artistry work on it. He did every cut, hand sanded, did all the intricate designs on the metal plating. He put all the mechanisms in. He did all of it. It's made out of striped tiger maple wood. Beautiful. Old, but beautiful. Now, wait a second. Those old timers, they didn't have money to go out and do that kind of stuff. They had to wait till they had the money to do it. You didn't buy on credit. Number four. The devil holds the keys to the bottomless pit now. But one day God's going to take it. Go to Revelation chapter 20. I love this. Revelation chapter 20, look at verse number 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven. Sounds like chapter 9, doesn't it? Having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. And shut him up in more than one way, and set a seal upon him that he should not deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. I want you to know something. The devil comes and opens that bottomless pit with the key, but God's going to take that key away from him and going to bind him up, open up that bottomless pit, bind him with chains and throw him in and lock it and seal it and not going to touch it for 1,000 years. Do you realize 1,000 years? America, this Saturday, will be 250 years old. That's four times longer than we've been a nation. By the way, that whole time we're running the earth with Jesus. I love the idea that God's going to take care of this. God will lock the destroyer away. That's why there'll be peace.
That's why the Bible says that the lion and the lamb shall lie down together. The child shall play over the hole of the asp or the snake, and it will not bite him. Boys and girls will be able to play with the snakes and it not harm them. The spiders and the scorpions and etc. You say, not me, preacher. By then they won't bother you. When they can't hurt you, it won't bother you. Now, I think the rats are going to be in the pit of hell with the devil. Amen? Yeah. Mosquitoes are definitely going there. But I want you to notice God's going to seal him up, and he calls him by name. The dragon, the serpent, the devil. He uses all those terms in a row. Look at verse number, chapter 20 again. Hang on, I already turned the page. Look at verse number 2. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, calls him four names. You say, what does that mean, preacher? I can explain that. When my mama wanted my attention, Craig, come here. Yes, sir. But if I didn't pay attention, she'd say, Craig Eugene, mama's getting serious. If you ever heard Craig Eugene Bush, you had already had been there. Because that means judgment was ended and torment was about to begin. That's exactly what Revelation chapter 20, verse number 2 means when God's using four names for the devil. It wasn't just him giving some titles. That's like mama calling you by all your given names. Hudson, Michael, Hugh, Dorsey, amen? All four of them. You say, what's that mean? If you ever hear all four of them, look out. Mama or daddy's going to kill you. That's exactly what God was doing there in Revelation chapter 20, verse number 2. He's using those names for emphasis. He's using that in a term, and he's listing them out. We have to understand something. The devil thinks he's got God whipped. I read the last chapter. We win. I have a pastor friend, used to be my youth pastor. He just retired after 52 years of ministry. 75 years old. He went on a quest. He said, what does an old retired preacher do with too much time on his hands? Well, he finds out how fast he can read, how many days it takes him to read the Bible. He read the Bible from cover to cover in 8 days and 120 hours. He texted me today and he said, it took me 8 days and some odd hours to read the Bible cover to cover, every word. Well, let me tell you what I've learned. God did not intend the Bible to be read that quickly. He said, God did not intend the Bible to be sped read. He said, now I did it, but one thing I learned is, tell you younger guys, I love hearing him call me a younger guy, not to do that. Yeah, he's losing his mind. No, but we have to understand, God calls him the devil, the slanderer, the serpent, the malicious or cunning one, the dragon, which is the jackal, and Satan, the arch enemy of good. All in one verse. And he said, I'm going to throw all of you in there. I called you by all your names on purpose. Now here you go. The destroying angel is working overtime today. Apollyon, Abaddon. You don't have to look far to see those names. You really don't. They've kind of slid in a little at a time. On many different venues. Printed page, books, children's books, music, movies, you name it. You say, why? Because the devil wants to destroy Christianity. The devil wants to destroy anything that is truth. The devil wants to destroy our freedom. Folks, we better stand for our freedom. We've got socialists that are being elected into office in big cities. Communists. They shouldn't even be allowed to run. And even if they did, they ought to receive no votes. It ought to be a crime for somebody like Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, to get up and cry about the Supreme Court voting that the states have the right to say girls, boys can't compete in girls' sports. That's cruel. I loved what one mother answered. She said, no, cruelty is when you have a teenage girl that has to change in a locker room with somebody that thinks they're a girl and they're a boy. That's cruel. I think it's cruel that we let somebody with no brains run a state. Amen. The devil wants to destroy our country. The devil wants to destroy our churches. He'll do anything he can to destroy our churches. The devil wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy your family. The devil wants to destroy your integrity. One of the things I despise, and not everybody that's on social media is vile and wicked. I understand that. But I will say this, there's a lot of attack out there. There's a lot of questioning of integrity. There's a lot of lack of justice. There's a lot of things going on that in a day and age when you didn't have that medium, it was so far away you never even knew it happened. Now you got your nose stuck in somebody else's business, so you have no business being stuck in. Amen. Now, I'm not for wrong being done. But just because your neighbor does wrong doesn't mean you need to go and find out what all wrong they did. Let's not let Apollyon and Abaddon destroy us. Let's not fall into the snare of the destroyer tonight. Again, it's not an in-depth study. Number one, I didn't want to go any deeper because it's nasty. But number two, you don't have to search very far, and you've already seen or heard those names. And most of you didn't even realize it was the devil. Most of you. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. How are you going to protect yourself from the destroyer? Abaddon, Apollyon. Maybe we ought to become an activist against the devil.